Massachusetts State Supreme Court is wading into the debate over psychiatric patients in hospital emergency rooms. Justices heard arguments yesterday in a case involving one important aspect in the way ERs treat psychiatric patients. WBUR's Deborah Becker has the story.
The central question in this case is how long hospital emergency rooms can hold someone who is civilly committed to psychiatric treatment. Most committed patients first go to hospital ERs, where doctors determine if the patient should be placed in a psychiatric facility and where. Chief Justice Ralph Gantz says that raises some legal questions.
If the person is brought to a psychiatric facility right away, they have a right to counsel, a right to appointed counsel, the right to an emergency hearing. In the ER, they have none of that. They're in no man's land.
Although state law says a psychiatric patient can be involuntarily hospitalized for up to 3 days, many stay in the ER much longer. In this case, a lower court ruled that a hospital must adhere to the 3-day limit. Emily Canstrew Musgrave, attorney for Mass General Hospital, argued that the 3-day clock should begin once someone is placed in a psychiatric facility, not once they've been admitted to the ER. She says the emergency team has to look at the specific needs of every patient.
It's not a no man's land. It's a place where this person is being safe, kept safe, cared for, triaged, and assessed, because the getting to the facility involves a complicated assessment that involves not only finding a bed in an appropriate facility, but ensuring that that bed is, as I say, appropriate.
Canstrew Musgrave said if there are time limits, patients who might harm themselves or others would have to be released. The documents in this case are impounded because of patient confidentiality. But according to the lower court ruling, the patient in this case was held in the MGHER for 5 days before going to the psychiatric facility. Karen Owen Talley with the State Public Defender's Agency argued for the patient. And under questioning by Justice Barbara Lank, Owen Talley said 3 days should be the maximum.
If the alternative argument is the one that the appellate division ultimately utilized is accepted, that's a period of 3 business days.
And then what happens if they can't do it within 3 business days?
Then the person needs to be discharged.
Owen Talley says State Department of Mental Health data show that in 2018, the Section 12 law was used tens of thousands of times. An SJC ruling should come by spring. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.